Marissa's ASMR edition. I'm Taylor.
I'm Hillary.
I'm Marissa.
Just kidding. We can't be that fucking quiet.
I just wanted... It just felt right for the moment.
I liked it.
What's on the agenda, Hill?
Well, before we start with the story, I have a question for you guys. Have you ever broken a bone?
No.
No.
Well, me either, so... Anyway, there goes that.
Wait. My own or somebody else's?
Either.
Broken a bone.
I've broken someone else's bone.
I pushed my brother off a trampoline into bricks. One time.
And he Good broke God. His...
What nah, did he break? Motherfucker got it, had it coming.
Oh, okay.
I'm the youngest of four. Motherfucker had it coming.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
I broke somebody's ribs.
You broke somebody's ribs?
I was doing CPR,
I knew
brother.
It. I Same. Knew that was coming.
I was saving their life.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've never personally broken anything, no.
Me either. I've never had a broken bone. Mm-hmm. Well, I think I broke my finger once. I was at volleyball camp, and I went to hit the fuck out of the ball.
Spiked shit out of it.
But I only made contact with one finger.
Oh, God.
So I was
in
like...
In my middle, my right finger.
I was like, wham, and it bent all the way back. And then the next day, I was like, Coach...
I can't play.
I think I broke my finger.
I can't play.
Because it was literally green from here all the way down.
Oh, shit.
And they told me, no, you're fine. Get out
yeah,
there.
That's great. Yeah.
And I was like.
That sounds great.
You were playing at Bama, weren't you?
I was playing at the University of Alabama.
Yeah,
how did you know?
Because they don't fuck around.
Yeah.
You get in there and you fucking win.
That's exactly where I was.
Yeah.
The finger's fine.
Roll Tide.
No.
Oh, no.
Roll Tide, roll.
No.
Oh,
break your fucking finger.
You don't even.
Well, I'm going to go.
That's not even something you rally behind,
so let's not
kid ourselves.
But I just, that's funny that you're right. That's where I was.
Yeah, I know. They only breed winners over there.
Oh, look at what?
D4 athlete. I'm just kidding. I don't know what that means.
Did you just call yourself a D4 athlete?
Yeah, what is, I don't know what that means.
Probably a bad athlete, yeah.
Is it bad?
I don't know.
I thought that was like good.
It sounds good.
Yeah. We're saying, yeah.
Isn't that what people say? Like D3,
never.
D4 athlete?
Well, D1 would be like
the best.
The University of Alabama is a D1 school.
Oh, so yeah, D4 was appropriate then. Anyway, I think I broke my finger, but the coach told me I did not, even though it was green.
Hello.
And then I went home and my grandmother, who's a nurse, said, oh my God, you broke your finger. And I was like, thank you,
what?
Nana.
Thank you, Nana. Can you tell Coach?
Yeah, can you please tell Coach that I did break my finger?
Right, no. Hillary broke finger. Nana.
R-N.
R-N.
Anyway, well, the reason I asked does pertain to the story. So here we go. On July 29th, 1995, 13-year-old Thaddeus, or Thad, Phillips, was sleeping on the couch at his home in Barbaroo, Wisconsin. He and his family had only been living there for about 2 weeks. Suddenly, he felt someone pick him up off the couch, and at first he thought it was his dad, like, taking him to bed. Disoriented, he opened his eyes to see that he was actually being carried by an unfamiliar teenage boy.
Oh, no.
The boy seemed friendly and asked Thad if he could help him with his car. Thad was still kind of like sleepy and confused.
As he's carrying him?
I guess he put him down at some point. I don't really know all the step by step, minute by minute,
step
play by play.
Step. Ooh, baby, gonna get to you, girl.
I'm pretty sure that came out the step of the year I was born. Anyway, Thad asked where the car was, and the boy said it wasn't far. So then he said, let's run. And Thad said, okay, and started running with him. It's a 12-year-old boy. We're not going to question.
Sure.
So they ran for a little bit, and then they arrived at a super rundown house, and the boy told Thad that his name was Joe. He started talking about a party that he was having soon, and he even started naming boys that Thad knew, saying that they were going to be showing up soon. So he's like, yeah, I'm having this party. Jake is going to be there. Kyle's going to be there. And Thad's like, oh, yeah, I know them. I guess I know this guy from the, you know, like mutual friends, whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he said, they're all going to be coming soon. Do you want to go upstairs and look at my model car collection while we wait for them to get here? And Thad said, yeah, I fucking love model cars. Yeah. Let's go look.
I have a feeling he won't be looking at model cars.
Oh, he'll be looking at a model.
Oh.
Once they got upstairs, 17-year-old Joe grabbed Thad and threw him on the bed. Then he jumped on top of him and grabbed his ankle. Joe then began to twist Thad's foot until the bone above his ankle snapped and splintered.
My God.
What the fuck?
I'm waiting for what's next. Thad, in pain, began asking Joe why he would do this. Joe calmly explained that he liked the sound of bones breaking and that he liked the feeling of them breaking in his hands.
Okay.
He even disclosed that he'd done something like this before and absolutely loved it. Thad jumped up and attempted to run down the stairs. Adrenaline was the only thing that was keeping him from feeling the pain in his ankle at that point. Thad made it downstairs, but Joe caught him as he reached the kitchen. Joe put him in a chokehold and dragged him back into the living room. Furious, Joe threw the boy down on the couch. He took his leg, the same one with the broken ankle, and pushed it up past Thad's head. Joe used his whole body to push on the leg until the femur bone snapped. The femur is the strongest bone in the body, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of force to break that bone. And remember, this is a 12-year-old boy versus a
17-year-old
boy. So he's already taken his ankle, snapped it, and now he's snapping basically his leg. After that bone broke, Joe sat next to Thad on the couch. He turned on the TV and started watching TV, all while talking to Thad like they were friends.
The fuck?
Thad went along with it, hoping that eventually Joe would start feeling bad and let him go. You know, he's like, maybe if I just talk with him and whatever, he'll feel bad and let me go. Then he started asking Joe to let him go. He told him that he would just tell people that he had some sort of accident and that's how he got the broken bones. Thad said he would tell them that he tripped over a coffee table. Like, just let me go. I won't tell anybody it was you. I'll say I fell. I tripped over a coffee table. Just please let me go. Joe said nobody's going to believe that and kept watching TV. Later, Joe dressed Thad's injuries. He wrapped them in ace bandages and used socks as padding, basically making a homemade cast. But then he would make Thad get up and walk on his leg and ankle that was broken.
Why?
He liked it.
What a little sick son of a bitch.
I don't understand.
Joe carried Thad back up to the bedroom, took his other uninjured ankle, and started twisting it.
Jesus Christ.
But this time, he didn't stop when the bones broke. He kept twisting and twisting until Thad's ankle was basically backwards. So he twisted it past the point of breaking it.
Damn. That is complete torture.
Thad did try to fight back, but Joe was a lot bigger than him. And he didn't just lay there as Joe did it. He tried to hit and kick, but this just made Joe madder. But Thad said that he never cried during the whole ordeal because he didn't want to give Joe that satisfaction.
I don't think I would have been able to help it.
I'd be squalling.
Yeah.
Damn.
Joe would vacillate between torturing Thad and then just talking to him like they were friends just hanging out. So he would go from breaking his fucking ankle to being like, so what do you want to watch on TV? Do you like this show? Haha, that's funny.
See, this is not where I thought this episode was going. So I'm like,
where'd you think it was going to go?
I sex and murder.
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
I mean, now, kind of.
Would you prefer that?
My legs hurt right now.
Thad's injuries started really getting to him and his legs were swelling. He said his right ankle swelled up to the size of a softball and his thigh was the size of a basketball and he was in absolute agony.
Well, yeah.
At some point, Joe left the house, probably thinking that Thad was too hurt to run away. It had been 24 hours since the boys had gotten to the house. Thad's parents had reported him missing, but there were no clues as to where he could have gone. After Joe left, Thad dragged himself to the top of the stairs and basically had to throw himself down the steps because he couldn't walk down them.
He's 12.
There was no way he could get down the steps, so he just had to launch himself off the top of the stairs and fell all the way down and passed out at the bottom of the stairs.
Shit.
When he came to, he tried to drag himself further, but he just kept passing out. Then he woke up to Joe standing over him.
Damn it.
Who then grabbed him.
Damn it.
I was hoping that he'd get out.
Who grabbed him and dragged him back upstairs. He began twisting his already broken and extremely swollen ankles once again. He then started jumping on his broken bones. and told Thad that he would kill him if he tried to escape again. Joe then took Thad back downstairs and started watching TV again until Thad passed out on the couch.
God.
Thad said that he woke up and his legs didn't even look like human legs anymore.
Yeah, I bet not.
Joe's outbursts were getting worse and worse, and he started torturing Thad every couple of hours. It got to the point where Thad would start yelling, "Wait, wait, wait, I hear a car outside," or it sounds like somebody's downstairs. So Joe would have to go look, like, because he was just so paranoid. He was like, fuck. He would go check, and he would come back and be even madder and start beating him even more. But just those few seconds
of relief
was worth it for him to come back and get beat even worse. Joe would lay Thad on the ground, then back up and get a running start before jumping onto Thad with his full weight. And Thad said that's when Joe broke his knees. He just backed up and ran and just jumped right on top of his legs. Joe left the house again, but this time he locked Thad in the closet in the bedroom. Once he heard the car drive away, Thad said that he knew this was probably his last chance to escape. Like, it was now or never. He found something in the closet that was big enough that he could use to break the door. He dragged himself back to the top of the stairs, threw himself down the stairs again, and then passed out again. What?
Why did he do that?
Because he's trying to escape.
Okay.
Never mind,
I misunderstood what you said. I got it. We're good.
Okay. This time, he was able to drag himself to the kitchen. Luckily, they had one of those phones, like the old phones with the really long telephone cord.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to pull that off the wall. And even more luckily, it was one that had the dials on the hand part and not the set part. You know what I mean?
The base,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It had the numbers on the handheld part. So he was able to pull that phone down and call 911 and tell them where he was. He told the operator where he was, and police were dispatched to Joe Clark's house. Police found Thad almost unconscious on the kitchen floor and rushed him to the hospital. He had spent 43 agonizing hours in that house.
Damn.
Being tortured.
Fuck.
Put me out.
Yeah, I mean,
when I get to the hospital, put me out.
I'm sure they did. Once they talked to him, like, they were probably like, just give me a name.
Right.
And then put him out. Once at the hospital, a doctor said that Thad was probably just hours away from death.
Shit.
If he hadn't been found. He had major internal bleeding, and his injuries were equivalent to what you would see in someone who had been in, like, a major car crash.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Do you have a picture of Joe?
I can find one.
I want to know how big he is.
As Thad told police everything that happened, he also told them that during all of this, Joe had admitted to killing a boy named Chris Steiner and another boy whose name he couldn't remember. Chris Steiner was a 14-year-old boy that had gone missing on the 4th of July in 1994. Police suspected he'd run away, despite his parents' disbelief that their son would do that. But on July the 10th, his body was found in the Wisconsin River. It was so bloated and decomposed that there was no way to determine an actual cause of death, so they just presumed he drowned.
So his ultimate goal was to kill him.
After Thad told them about Chris, they exhumed his body and found that both of the boy's legs had been broken.
Damn.
I just threw him in the water and probably drowned.
Oh, he probably
or he was killed him.
Either
or he did
one. Yeah, didn't specify, but either could have. Well,
I mean, if he was only hours away from death, so it was probably...
But for them to have said he drowned, they would have had to have found fluid in his lungs.
That's true.
Or else they, I don't know. He was probably, like, just barely alive or something.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like he probably liked them to be conscious while he was doing this to them. Most people who, like, people, I mean, like, if he was out, he wouldn't, where's the enjoyment there?
I think during all of this, at one point, Thad asked Joe, like, if you like this so much, why don't you do it to yourself? And he said, I've tried and I can't.
Oh, well, let me help you, buddy.
You want me to do it for you?
I'll help.
Let's trade places.
Yeah. Show me how to do it. I'll do it for you. Wow.
I was going to say you could take a hammer, but I think he likes to physically feel it. The bones breaking.
You could break your own finger.
Yeah, you could break your own finger.
Yeah.
He didn't.
I'm kicking my ass.
Joe Clark was arrested the night Thad was found. They found him at a party. And when police told him that he was under arrest for what he did to Thad, Joe said, he's still alive.
Oh my fucking God.
Like, oh, him? He alive?
Well, goddamn.
I thought he'd be dead.
So he left them there to die then.
When police searched Joe's bedroom, they found a notebook. Always a fucking notebook. Mm. A backpack, a note. These fuckers always...
They always be leaving something.
Yeah. Mm. If it's modern day, it's their fucking laptop or iPad or phone. Back then, it was the notebook. In it, Joe had written three categories. So there was like a column that said, get to now. There was a column that said, can wait. And there was a column that said, leg thing.
Okay.
And under those columns were the lists of names of like local boys. So like, get to now, Thad, Patrick, can wait, Sam, Joshua. You know, like he was listing out the boys he was going to get and what he was going to do.
And I imagine they were all younger than him.
Probably.
Smaller than him.
Joe denied the murder of Chris, and his mom said that he couldn't have done it because she would have heard him leave during the night that Chris was murdered. But also, of note, we don't know, could not find anything about where the fuck his mom was during this whole time he was torturing Thad. And Thad said he never saw or heard anyone else in the house. So we don't know where the fuck Joe's mom was.
Well, yeah, when he was throwing himself down the stairs, like, there was nobody else there.
One, two. Thad, it doesn't sound like, was ever like, be quiet.
Yeah. Wow.
So he was like, I didn't do any of this. But then Joe started running his mouth at the detention center to the other boys.
Mm-hmm.
And a fellow inmate said Joe told him about murdering Chris. You know, boys, they like to fucking brag.
Yeah.
In October 1997, Joe was tried for his crimes against Thad. He pleaded no contest and not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
The defense argued that his biological mother, because Joe was adopted, they said his biological mother had been a heavy drug user throughout her pregnancy with him, and that he had also suffered head injury from a bicycle crash the year before. So they're trying to play that off.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't give a damn.
That's why he did it. Also, Joe, he said he does not remember anything about what he did to Thad.
Is he a fucking lie?
No recollection. But the jury did not buy his bullshit.
He a fucking lie?
What the hell was that? I'm really upset right now.
He a fucking liar.
He goddamn liar.
He is lying.
There's that.
I don't know.
Well, the jury thought he would fucking lie too.
You fucking lie.
Because Joe was found guilty of attempted first degree murder, intentional homicide, causing great bodily harm to a child, mayhem, intent to disable or disfigure, causing mental harm to a child, and child enticement. And the judge sentenced him to 100 years in prison.
Bitch fucked.
So Thad was also awarded $21 million in damages.
Nice.
He had to undergo several surgery to fix his legs. And miraculously, he did regain his ability to walk, but he sustained a permanent limp.
Well, if that's the worst.
Right. But imagine the recovery and the rehab from that.
Yeah. Oh, and also probably the therapy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at 12, I would have just died. At 30, I would just fucking die.
Right. Hey, good for him.
Right?
I mean, what a kind of a badass little kid, you know?
Joe Clark was also later tried and found guilty in the murder of Chris Steiner. He pled not guilty to that, too, but was charged with first-degree homicide, mayhem, and causing great bodily harm to a child. He received a life sentence with no parole for 60 years.
So he ain't going nowhere.
To this day, he still maintains his innocence in that murder.
Go fuck yourself,
dude. And in 1998, he made an attempt to appeal his convictions, citing lack of evidence. But that appeal was thrown out. So
where is he in prison at right now?
I don't know. I didn't get that. Okay. But in an article from April of 2023 from WKOW Channel 27, Thad Phillips said that he has not received any of the money that he was awarded from that case.
Wow.
In fact, there is a GoFundMe for him set up by Olga Johnson to help raise money for Thad Phillips.
And that's currently...
Yeah, I looked it up. It's on there.
Wow.
So,
that's fucked up.
But in my head, I was thinking too, like, where the fuck does that money come from?
Yeah.
But I did read too, like, you know how sometimes with these cases, the judge can say, I forbid you making any money off of this story kind of thing. I don't know how they word it, but like the judge did allow him, Joe, to be able to make money off of like interviews and stuff like that. So the money could go to Thad.
Gotcha. Okay.
But he didn't get any money. I don't know. He said he hasn't gotten any money.
I would hope that some hospital somewhere would have the decency to just help work.
Yeah, there. You would think so. But apparently he's got a ton of fucking hospital bills and shit.
Yeah. Wow. Well, wow. Honey, wow.
That sucks.
Yeah, I'd be like, where's my 21 mil?
Yeah. Wow.
Where's my cut?
But Joe Clark is known as the Bone Breaker Killer.
Fuck Joe.
Fuck you, Joe. I wonder how old he is now.
Well, let's see.
How old was he at the time?
He was 17.
In 1995.
In 1995, he was 17.
Do the math.
I can't do math.
He looks like a dumb fuck.
Yeah, he's not as big as I thought he would be.
Yeah, but to a 12-year-old.
True.
And he just likes to hear the sound of bones breaking.
I found a picture of Thad.
How the hell did he get into that kid's house? And where were his parents?
Mm-hmm.
I bet they felt a lot of guilt from that. Because I know I would.
That was bad. Wow. If he was 17 and 95, he's probably in his 40s. If he's still alive.
Thad?
Yeah.
Or Joe.
Joe.
I guess so. This is Thad today. So yeah, that's the Bone Breaker Killer.
Wow.
Sorry it wasn't, what'd you say? Rape and murder?
Sex and murder. Yeah.
That's where I thought it was going.
You know.
Didn't you?
Just really wanted some rape you and murder.
He's taking the boy upstairs, throws him on the bed.
Yeah, I didn't think that there was, yeah, you're right.
One article did say that, I don't remember where I saw it, but I only saw it the one time and didn't really, said that he did like jerk off in front of Thad once or something.
Okay. That one time.
I mean, and that was just
one time.
It was just that one article. It could have been not real.
Yeah.
That may not be accurate.
Okay.
So yeah, there you guys go. That's why I asked if you'd ever broken a bone.
Wow.
So I have no idea how that felt, yeah, but it's probably terrible.
It sounds horrible. So,
that's a pretty awesome 12-year-old.
You guys ready for a question?
Depends on who it's from.
It's from Gabby.
Okay.
What's up, Gabby? Sure. The same Gabby?
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about Gabby before. What's up, Gabby?
Gabby's loyal.
She's loyal.
We mm-hmm. like Gabby.
What's a show that we can watch over and over and over again?
The Office.
I feel like we've answered this one before.
Have we?
I thought it was just what's our favorite shows.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. The Office.
Yeah, I can watch The Office over and over again.
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers is one of mine. Dairy Girls is another one of mine.
Schitt's Creek. I've watched that a couple of times.
Friends.
Stranger Things.
Yeah. I love Ghost Adventures.
I am actually, I started rewatching What We Do in the Shadows.
Mm. I feel like that's a one and done for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can rewatch Righteous Gemstones because it makes me laugh every time.
I do rewatch that one.
The Office and all that stuff. So.
The Office, I like The Office, but it's a one and done for me too.
Really?
Like if I'm going to watch it, I'm watching all of it in sequence.
If it makes me laugh every time I see it, I can rewatch it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go back and watch it a second time and I don't laugh, then I'm like, okay, this is a one and done. Or if I watch it the first time and I'm like, this is okay, then am I going to watch it again?
Whenever I go back and watch The Office, I watch it from episode one.
Yeah.
No.
Season one, episode one. I start from the very beginning.
I watched the entire series maybe twice, and I know what episodes I want to watch.
See, I might skip over an episode like Scott's
I hate that episode.
Which one?
Scott's Tots.
Yeah, if I'm watching them, I'm always watching them. There are a couple.
I love New Girl too. I can watch New Girl all the time. But
New Girl's okay.
There are a couple episodes of The Office that I cannot watch because I get secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. It's super cringy. That you're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. All right.
I think that's it. I don't think I can think of anything else.
I know there's others. I just can't think of them right now.
Those are my biggest ones. The Office and Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers, Dairy Girls, Stranger Things, King of the Hill, and Righteous Gemstones.
I'm sorry, but y'all are sleeping on Ghost Adventures.
I know. I like Ghost Adventures, too.
My name is Zach Bagans. I set on a request to capture what I first saw on video.
I watch those sometimes, too. Oh, Reno 911. That's another one.
I love Reno 911.
I haven't watched that.
You need to.
I keep meaning to watch that one. Fuck You, Dad. God, I love it. So funny. All right. Well,
If you don't already, follow us on lady_yourscaredus on Instagram. And we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.